Jacqueline Magne, we find you in Sydney Town. Hello.
Yes, hi, guys. How are you?
Welcome home.
Wonderful to not have that time zone lag bouncing across the world.
Ah, when did you arrive?
Just 2 days ago. So still jet lagged, but enjoying this gorgeous weather. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I
bet you are. We're talking a lot about these World Cup qualifiers at the moment. Obviously, the Socceroos tomorrow night. They need to win.
Yes, they do. Obviously, there's 27 teams already of the 32 that have qualified. Australia hopefully will be the 29th because at the moment we've got the Italy-Sweden game about to start. And I think you've been talking about how vital this is, and certainly all of Europe is on tenterhooks because it's seen as a real litmus test of Italian football. If they don't make it, they feel that this is going to be a catastrophe of unheard of proportions. And, you know, it's been since 1958, since the last time they failed to make the World Cup, won it four times. Yeah. There's been a big appeal for all the Italian fans to let go of their rivalries, their club rivalries, and to get behind the national team. Of course, you know, inside the stadium, of course, Italian football is very divided and very passionate followers. So it's going to be quite some game, and I'm glued to it. So I'm sure many other people are as well.
Yeah, they'll have to bring their very, very best. The boys at tab.com.au and the ladies at tab.com.au, they believe Italy will win this match. $1.47 they are, $7.50 Sweden, but Sweden do carry a 1-0 advantage into it.
Gee, I'd be getting on Sweden. Wow, that's...
It seems lopsided, doesn't it?
Two goals.
Yeah.
And... you know, they are playing at home, which is to their advantage, but it's still a big ask.
Mm. Yeah.
Massive. Massive. And the build-up to our game's been huge as well. We love an injury to a star player, Jacqueline, doesn't matter whatever code, in the build-up to a big...
Kale, boy, oh, wow, that's, pretty tough.
Well, the strange thing for us was the fact that, you know, treating this injury, instead of staying here, he actually flew over to Honduras and quite obviously is flying back.
Yes, but, you know, Australia travels in style, don't they? The poor Hondurans. I kind of feel maybe we should have offered them a seat on the plane.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, well...
No favours, Jack. No way.
Oh, that'd be good. And then we get bumped out and we do 14 million straight away.
Yes, but, you know, we've left it to the last minute ourselves.
True.
Who's to blame for that? You know, down to this last game when we should have wrapped it up games ago.
That is correct.
Now, Twickenham hosting Wallabies England. It's massive, isn't it there? Should be a packed house.
Well, it will, and especially since Curtly Beale tweeted himself in his Budgie Smugglers alongside Prince William from the weekend. That's absolutely gone viral in England.
Yeah.
Of course, it's just seen as typical Australians being... uncouth and
really?
Boy, you know, standing next to Prince William, all suited up.
Well, hang on, he walked into a dressing room.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And quite happy to stand next to him when the photo was being taken.
Yeah, he said he didn't expect it, but he'll send him a pair of those Budgie Smugglers.
Oh, I hope they're not the ones he's got on.
No. Or maybe they are. Oh, I don't know.
Eddie Jones is in a bit of trouble too. He was caught, you know, thumping the table and swearing. He's had to apologise for that during the England-Argentinian game. But he's also had a big spray at the British press. He's accused one newspaper of spying on the team, of breaking into a secure area of the team hotel, taking photographs of what was considered classified team information and publishing some of that information in the newspaper. It happened to be the team schedule, but Eddie Jones was not happy at all. And he said that he's expressed his displeasure and he's going to leave it at that. But there's a bit of rumblings, certainly. The love affair with Eddie Jones amongst the press is starting to fracture a little bit.
Yeah, well, he's just got to keep winning and they won't have any say in what happens there. If he starts losing, then maybe they get a say. But I love Eddie. Eddie apologised. I'm thinking, why the hell is he apologising for swearing when every coach does it every weekend? His mother told him to. She's 93, and the mother said, Eddie, you've got to apologise.
If mum says that,
you've got to do
totally.
It.
Totally.
That's right. And it's very funny because during his press conference, he described that match as a grindathon. And some of the British press with the accent thought he said groan-a-thon.
Okay.
And now the ATP World Tennis Finals.
Yes, that's going on. I mean, $8 million up for grabs in the next week, boy. You know, these boys are in for a big pay week. Roger Federer, he won his first game quite easily against Jack Sock. Rafael Nadal, there's some suggestion he may play this game against David Goffin today, but then may be forced to withdraw. He's carrying a knee injury that he forced his withdrawal from the Paris Masters. Rafael Nadal has never won this tournament, and he's made a bit of a joke, but semi-serious, appeal to Roger Federer saying, can we play it on clay? But, and of course, Roger says, absolutely not. You know, I've won this six times. So, you know, this, it's quite interesting, this concept of playing indoors at the end of the season. It does, it brings in the crowds, and I think a lot of tennis followers are perhaps a little bit, you know, winding down at this point,
yeah,
but there's still very much keen interest in this competition.
Yeah, they just play too much, if you ask me. But anyway, that's a, that's another show. Jack, Ben Stokes, there's a school of thought that maybe if there aren't any police charges, and we're, Bristol Police still haven't made a decision there, that maybe he misses the first couple of test matches and he turns up for the Perth test match and, you know, everybody sort of wins there because he's done some sort of punishment. What's the feeling in the UK?
That is a very good summation of perhaps the feeling. Yeah. There is a suggestion that the ECB has to impose some kind of penalty to investigate it. They did not want to interfere in the police investigation, but there is now a lot of pressure on them to go ahead with their own scrutiny of it, because it's taken so long for the police to charge him, and they feel that perhaps, you know, as far as they're concerned, undue process may not be followed because they're denying him perhaps the chance of playing in the team. But they still haven't made the determination yet, so it's still watch this space. We've been speaking about it every week, but there's, you know, behind the scenes, a lot of pressure, a lot of movement, but nothing officially has been done at this point.
No, still can't see him getting here. Thank you, Jack. Enjoy your time back home.
Thanks, guys.